Well, a lot of great guitar players have told me that, you know, that I inspired them to play the guitar, or they probably never would have played. And Grady Martin's told me this, and Chet, and a lot of them, you know, from listening to our records. But we had an old harp and a guitar, and that's all we had. So I had to do all of the lead, you know, on the guitar, and so I just played background with the old harp. And sometimes if I didn't have the key on the old harp, I'd have to take a capo and fix another guitar for her to play in the key that I was in. She could only play in two keys, and that was C and G. So I had to get her to where she could play in whatever key I was in, you know. And I'm guilty of the same thing of using a capo because I've done it all my life. And I don't know, I guess it's... When I started playing the guitar, I didn't have nobody to play with me, so that's how I developed the style of picking in the rhythm, too, you know. Mm-hmm. And they call it the Carter Scratch now, some of them do.
You know, there's hardly a session goes by that somebody doesn't say, well, play some Mother Maybelle.
Yeah. Well, it makes me feel good to think that all of you great musicians, I'm real happy and thrilled to have all of you on my session, and... Yeah, I told them when you all came in here, I said, they're scaring me to death. We did a record one time with another label, and they came in with all these violins, you know, all these violins, and they had me right in the middle of all this big orchestra thing, and I said, what am I going to do with this, you know? And they said, well, you're going to play. And I had to take a break in the middle of all those violins, and they just about scared me to death. I'd never worked with a gang of, people like that before with all of them violins and everything, but it came off pretty good.